Today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Perekhet, and we open with Mishnah Aleph. So until now, we were talking about the dinim of an Amoretz who came into the Rishus of a Chover, and we had all the different cases. What if he's a worker? What if he's a government taxman? What if he's an Oni, a neighbor? How about in the opposite case, where the Amoretz is not going anywhere, but nonetheless, the Chaver is the one who was responsible for putting his stuff in the same place as the Amoretz was? Now, this could obviously happen if there's two homes or more that are opening up into a Chatzer, which, of course, was the standard way of building neighborhoods in those days. And a chover lives in one of the houses, and his neighbor is an am haaretz. So someone is dar im am haaretz bechatzer, and oh my gosh, he was eating outside, this chover, and he left behind some dishes. Oh no, forgot to bring them in immediately. And even if we're talking about, he had a tight tzemid pasul on top of his food containers or on top of his wine containers, or you know what? Even if he had an oven out there and he had closed the oven with a tzamid pasul. Now, lemaisa, what chashash do we have by an oven? Because an oven is only going to be mekabel tuma if it's mukav tzamid pasul, because it's moved, right? It can't be mekabel tuma from the outside and it's sealed. It can't be mekabel tuma even of a mace. It's not roy for midras. So what in the world would it be tummy from? Ah, if a zov or a nida had moved it, so then it would be bekabel tumas hesed, which we spoke about yesterday. But over here, it's built into the ground, so it can't be moved. So what possible reason would there be to be metame a tanur mukav tzami pasil? That's amazing. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, in all of these cases, we have to be choshesh, that they're tameim, because the Amoretz is there with his family, with his wife, and they're certainly ready to move anything in the chatzer. It's their chatzer too, and they have a right to move things out of the way and so on. So therefore, everything is considered to be tameh. How in the world would you be metameh something that you can't be metameh, such as the tanur mukav tzamid pasil? So the truth is that is a specific gezerah, the takona that was made, because not everybody is aware of the difference between the reason for the tuma, which in this case would be maybe it was tameh, not because it was touched, but because it was moved. So they may not know the difference. If we say that the tanur is tahar in this case, they may not realize that where it's a portable tanur, that in that case it would be tameh. And therefore, in order to avoid that mistake, we were machmer to be metameh even a tzamid pasul covered tanur, which is connected to the ground. But Rabbi Yehuda is metaher betanur bizman shu mukav tzamid pasul, since there's no way at all to make it tameh, so he doesn't believe that we made such a takana. There's also, however, an eitzah. Rabbi Yossi says, look, I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and there is certainly going to be a tuma on the tanur. However, there's a way to prevent this from happening, because, I mean, like, what are you going to do? If you own a tanur out in the chatzar, how are you supposed to be able to protect it if there's an Am Haaretz who lives in the chatzar? Because he does have a right to touch anything. And therefore, you're basically making it impossible for someone to live there with an Am Haaretz, because what's he supposed to do? Move his stove into the house? That's nuts. So what can he do? Says Rabbi Yossi, there is an Eitzah, because it's true that in this case, the Tanur would be Tameh, but there's a way to avoid that. And that is, Achiyase lo mechitza gavoa asarat vachim. So if you put a wall up on the far side of the tanur, so that you have like a little private area next to your house where you keep the tanur, so then the Am Haaretz would realize this is a private area, And he would be, you know, afraid of being Nitfas Kaganav, and he wouldn't go into that area of the house, which is very understandable, and therefore it doesn't mean that there's no possible solution to the problem. Okay, Rabosai, have a wonderful day with wonderful news. Bezrat Hashem.